Are you looking for relief from stress, anxiety, or pain? If so, you may want to consider trying CBD. CBD is a natural compound found in the hemp plant that has been shown to have a variety of health benefits. CBD can help relax your mind and body, reduce inflammation, and improve sleep. It is also non-addictive and has no known side effects. If you're interested in trying CBD, check out our website at www.hypnotizeme.com. And remember, if you're not hypnotized, then you're not doing it right. That's hypnotizeme.com, www.hypnotizeme.com for our high-quality CBD products and drinks. Hypnotize Me, a sponsor of the Boss Fest podcast.
It seemed like everybody want to be a boss these days. Everybody want to be a boss till it's time to pay out, you feel me? Till it's time to pay that boss call. They ain't trying to have them tough conversations. Ain't trying to put in them extra hours, catching that windfall money, dealing with folks not being consistent. Don't get me started on the lack of sleep, but you know what they say.
Boss Life. BOSSFEST Boss Fest Podcast. Each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, guaranteed to get you right. BOSSFEST, the Boss Fest Podcast. They might make you laugh, make you mad, make you cry. Either way it go, it's a vibe. Tune in, catch the topic, get the tea. Ain't no shallow waters over here, we get deep. You sensitive, easy to offend, you need to flee. But them tough conversations gonna be happening. Boss Fest Podcast, they hold it down. Wednesday, 7 Eastern, man, it's going down. Tell a friend to tell a friend and y'all gather round. Get active in the comments, don't get lost in the crowd.
Hey, what's happening? It's your man, DJ Bush. I had to show love to Kevin and Edwina, Boss Fest Butler. Y'all know what time it is. The Boss Fest Podcast. But you already know what we live in.
Boss Life. BOSSFEST, Boss Fest Podcast. Each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, guaranteed to get you right.
What's up, what's up, what's up? Welcome back to the Boss Fest Podcast. We in the space again. How y'all doing today? We got a good one. We got a good one for the book today. But before we get started, I want to ask my wife a question. So you was just recently on a podcast, This, That, and the Other Podcast. How was that experience for you?
It had its ups and downs, I'm going to say. If y'all didn't tune into the show, it was a lot of, you know, words being thrown around. I heard nigga a couple times and I was like, but, you know, other than that, it was a good time.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
You asked me. I told you.
I did ask you.
I appreciate the guys from This, That, and the Other Podcast having me on. So that's really what it was. It was their 100th episode. So it was a whole vibe. They had Snoop's Burgers sponsoring the episode. So that was all love. It was a fun time.
We got to get Snoop's to sponsor some Boss Fest stuff.
Tag Snoop's then. I mean, it ain't like you asked.
I did not ask. Oh, I guess that's a great question. Gotta do better. All right. So I'm being a little nosy right now because I listened to the podcast and I heard them touch on a topic that I've been trying to get you to touch on for a long time. And it seemed like you would have finally went there, but
man, are we talking about our topic today?
Eventually, we're going to talk about it.
Wait, what is our topic today?
We're going to talk about that later.
All right. So, go ahead.
I'm just saying, like, because you typically don't like to talk about other endeavors you have participated in that may not have went the way that you expected them to go.
That's not true, but okay.
I'm just saying.
Safe travels. You need to get on a plane.
I got it.
Oh, don't sidetrack myself from that. I'm just telling safe travel. Whatever. Ask me. Don't take long with the question. Ask me what you're trying to ask me then.
I ain't gonna ask you nothing. I'ma just say
I think, Lou, you slept on a great opportunity. You should have pressed harder. I think you would have got a little bit more out of her. But, man, next time you see her, you got on the pod, man, and you ask her about the Mind Your Own Business podcast, you got to press harder, man. We are in that space of pressing hard. You was finally finna get her to open up, because she ain't going to never do it with me, so especially with that one. Hey.
I mean, what I don't remember exactly what Lou asked me other than, like, how did the situation with my own business end? And I thought I answered it.
You know what? I'm going to say you was trying to answer it. It was a lot of interruptions while you were trying to answer it, but you were trying.
They conversation kind of go all over the place. Like, I think Lou had asked me a question and somebody might have been like, ooh, strippers. So it was definitely.
Moose knuckle?
They talked about that too. I don't. As a married woman, I just not really. I mean, it just really, I'm just too old to really go there, but whatever. They did talk about moose knuckle. And I just wasn't part of that conversation.
All right. So to clear this up. So overall, how did you feel about your time there on the This, That, and the Other podcast?
I told you, I thought it was a fun time. The guys were, they were great. They were welcoming. I appreciated it. It was a vibe. So it was good times.
You'll do it again?
Yeah, I definitely do it again.
Absolutely. All right. So today's topic, I know I sidetracked us slightly, but oh well, we'll probably jump back on again. So good advice at the wrong time.
Oh, that's a good one. Like when I be like, it's time to pull out and you be like, don't listen. It'd be good advice. Guess it don't be the right time.
You know what? That is a great one. I'd be like, you'd be like, pull out. It's good advice, but I don't want to listen at that
time.
Go
ahead with the topic though.
You know what? I don't even think people going to think this is a business show after that conversation. It is what it is. You know what? That's part of business. So we're going to run it that way. God dang. I swear. Yeah, stuff like that.
So our topic is good advice at the wrong time. I feel like everyone has gotten some good advice. I could even say I've gotten good advice. It might have been the wrong time. It could have been coming from the wrong person. It just could be a lot of wrongs, even though the advice could be. I mean, since you started off talking about mind your own business, to be quite honest, I think about that situation, and that's kind of what got us into this particular podcasting after that situation ended. But good advice could have been, hey, man, you do well with podcasting. At the wrong time was I felt like I was in a bad situation and I didn't want to do it anymore. So, you know, it all kind of just depends on environment, too.
Ooh, does the environment impact how you receive invite? Because that's a good one. Because I definitely was trying to keep you in the game. And you kind of alluded to that on the podcast with This, That, and the Other. Like, man, my husband was telling me, hey, stick in there. And I was like, man, I don't want to do this no more. I was giving you some great advice. And I appreciate you sticking in it for as long as you could, but you weren't trying to hear it.
It was the wrong time. I didn't feel, my mental wasn't there. And I felt drained from the situation. So good advice about sticking with something. And I think you do well with podcasting. The wrong time was I didn't feel like I was in the right environment for what you were telling me. So, yes.
I definitely feel that. So
You still taking back about the whole, you know, pull out?
No,
all right?
No, okay. I'm moving on because I was just processing that whole good advice at the wrong time thing. And just recently, my family celebrated, you know, they remembered the birth of my older brother, Lamont. He was killed a long time ago. And I remember being at the funeral at the time. And, you know, sometimes people tell you some good advice, but you don't want to hear that crap. Like, you know, God don't make mistakes. I don't really want to hear that at the funeral.
Oh, so you're saying that's good advice, but that's the wrong time to tell
somebody. That's good advice, but that's the wrong time to tell me this. So you trying to tell me, damn, my brother was supposed to be murdered?
I could see that. I mean, you went dark on the situation.
Well, you said
now
pull
we
out.
Don't know. Like, do you want us to like send prayers up? Y'all put some praying hands. I don't want to take the situation lightly, but you just went so dark, so I didn't really know.
But
what
it
we
was
doing.
Good.
That is good.
But how many people have dealt with something like that, where you know somebody's trying to be helpful, they trying to give you some advice, and it's just like, man, like your advice could almost get you hit right now. That was one of them. Like, man,
I don't want to. I mean,
in
that right
situation,
now.
People really just don't know what to say. Sometimes like, you want to be like, not say dang, shit. Like, that's so sad, but it's, I don't know. You just stuck out there, like, I don't know what to do with it.
Then just say, I'm going to pray for you. Don't sit there and tell me. But sometimes God, you don't want mistakes.
Everybody to pray for you either. So, like, sometimes I be saying, like, dang, should I say I'm going to pray for you and the family? But let's be for real.
Let's be for real. The extent to. I'm gonna pray for you. Ended one. I
when
made
I
that,
said when I like when I said I'm gonna pray for you. That was the prayer.
That was the prayer. Ooh, I'm gonna pray for y'all. Done.
So what you're saying is 100% true. That is definitely the wrong time to tell somebody God don't make mistakes. 100%.
So
that was a good one. Good advice at the wrong time.
What type of business? You know what? We ain't gonna go business yet. We always do something. And you told me don't ask you anything.
No, you could ask me something, but be careful. If you ask me, I'm going to answer it.
I'm just saying, has there been some other advice where someone tried to deliver to you and it's just been the wrong time? Or do you have an example of that?
Good advice at the wrong time, I guess. I can't typically think of anything off the top of my head. And I'm going to just be a transparent. People may give me advice, but I don't typically listen.
Damn. So people just be talking to you and you ain't listening.
So that's why I said, like, I don't want to be, like, that sounds bad, but.
It's bad.
I'm just the type of person that if I'm moving in this direction, I feel like this is what I need to do. I'm going to do that. Whatever your advice could be, man, that's a cliff right there. I advise you not to go there. And I'm going to be like, I'm going to find out. And that's what happens.
I guess that's how it is in business, because they say you got to push yourself to the limit, to the edge. And the moment you start stepping into unfamiliar space is when you know that you're actually moving your business in the right direction. But
I mean, that sounds like great business. I do that in life, in business. Like, real deal, you could be like, it's a cliff and I need to see it for myself.
I've been told that too. Like, hey, man, once you get to this point, once it becomes scary, this is when you finally get to low and learn and grow. But I don't be liking scary. Scary sometimes feels like the end of the world. Like, I still got responsibilities. I just can't be gambling at all.
Okay, hold on. I want to, this comment says, I was recently told that unsolicited advice is somewhat of a criticism. Ooh. I could kind of see that depending on the advice that you're giving to somebody.
It depends on what they're telling you.
Right. So if you saying like, hey, man, if you change this or you do this and you think you're giving advice, it could definitely come off like you're criticizing somebody. So I could agree with that.
So
you think my advice, hold on, my advice every day be criticism. So that's 100% true.
You just be criticizing me. That ain't no damn advice.
Be giving you good advice is what I be doing.
You be tearing down my spirit. Like, I just want the person that came back and told me at my brother's funeral that God don't make mistakes sometimes to bring their ass into the equation the way you be delivering advice sometimes. Like, damn.
But sometimes you have to hit it advice. Even if it's not the right time for you, sometimes it has to be said.
You don't got to keep it on repeat, though.
I mean, fair enough, but like I said. So you tell me of a time where you felt like somebody gave you some good advice at the wrong time. Oh, Kevin ain't never had no advice, y'all.
Mm-mm. So I go back to, you know, late teens and late teenage years and stuff like that. So you know how they always tell, especially as men, they always tell us, you know, man, older men will tell us, hey man, if you look at don't look for lust, look for love, and all that crap as teenage boys.
I ain't never heard no man say that. Don't look for lust, look for love.
No, they tell us to have our fun, but like they be like, they be trying to convince you, like, hey man, have your fun, but watch out for certain things and define which ones are the fun time and which ones is a lifetime.
Okay.
So we don't all, that is some great advice at that time. But we ain't listening to none of it, because to us, all of it is a fun time. And I know a lot of guys who got trapped up playing around in fun times, and now they done have to pay for a lifetime I'm glad I have to pay. I guess I pulled out in the right time. I don't know, maybe fell into the right one. I don't know, something. Either way, so.
It's not funny when you say it.
Fair enough. It sounded funny to me.
Only in your mind, because I'm like, you did what?
Whatever. I'm just saying.
Let me move on to the next comment.
Go ahead.
So advice definitely depends on where it's coming from. Everybody ain't true. 100%. That's 100% true. Some have an agenda that's not beneficial. I just feel like I need to just speak on that for a second, because I get trapped in that. Some people have an agenda that's not beneficial. And I'm not going to tell my age, but in all of my years of life, I haven't been able to really decipher that line on when someone is like honestly like trying to be there for you or running an agenda. And people give advice and they tell you, oh, well, you got to look for this, or like it'll appear itself. But I try to keep myself so guarded just because of that, because it's like, man, are you really for me, or is this another like, you know, you trying to get a benefit for you, and at the end of this, I'm going to be left high and dry. All I'm saying is I still struggle with how to figure that out in people, and then how to let my guard down to see, because the people could be genuine and I never even give them a chance because I'm so guarded and afraid of what that looks like. Because so many people be running an agenda and a hustle and just trying to get themselves.
I'm with you. But I guess the question is, how do you define, how would you try to define if you think somebody's running an agenda, or you just give everybody like the.
I give them like little pieces. Like, let's say you got like an animal and you just leave like crackers, like crumbs. So I just give them like little crumb pieces and we see where it goes, because I can't give you all of me. I've done that too many times. And I just feel like I end up being the one that gets hurt in the end. So now you just get little crumbs. And if we make it, you know, all the way down the path, then we good. But it takes so long for you to get, you know, just like, take a long time.
I feel like crumbs attract roaches. Put that on the shirt.
I mean, that was a bar. Crumbs attract roaches.
Well, I think crumbs attract roaches.
So, I mean, like, I'm not saying that crumbs. That what I'm doing is the right way. I'm telling you, I don't know what the right way is, but there's been so many interactions with people where people may think that they know who you are based on something, someone else. And now they're running an agenda and you just trying to be like, look, I'm just trying to like work together. Are we just trying to like run this play? And you got to be guarded and be like, oh, I don't really want to put myself out there, because are you really for me? It just be so much. I'm like, dang, we too old to be playing like, you like me, I like you. You gonna do the right thing? Ah, here you go. You gonna screw me over again. So, I don't know. But now that you done said my crumbs attract roaches, I just don't know what to do.
Maybe not put out crumbs and actually approach every situation and with the right intent.
And give
that person a chance to say, all right.
That is the wrong advice, you're giving me right now. I'm not.
That sounds like great advice.
Right, I'm now. Not going to even receive that advice, what you're telling me, because you are a man telling a woman how I should behave, and women don't behave like men. I live in a different world than you do.
I'll give you that. But women be trying to tell men what to do all the time. And when we don't follow along, never mind. That's a whole nother topic.
Yeah, you don't went off somewhere else.
That's going
to
be another week's topic.
That this says that I make a very valid point. That's a struggle for a lot of people. Won't he do it? I appreciate that, DJ. I made a very valid point.
I guess you can make one of them every other show.
The point is, in the world that I live in, which is different than the world you live in, you can't put yourself out there all the way, because people are just waiting. They like, I don't know, wolves are what jump at you and like eat you. I don't know. Little monsters. You watch the silent. What is that? A Quiet Place. The little monsters that come out and get you. They just be waiting. Like you say one word and they just waiting to like eat you.
A Quiet Place. Yeah. Ooh, like that's a great analogy.
That's how they are.
It's
so,
cutthroat like that for women, because I don't feel like that with men.
That's what I said. Your world different than my world. Listen to, I'm trying to tell you about my world.
Women are terrible. I'm glad you're saying it and not me.
Because you don't see it. I'm just telling you, like, let's say women have 32,000 mixers. So it's probably a mixer going on right now of the same group of women. And you go to the mixer and you're like, hi, you know, my name is. And they're like, oh, girl, yeah. And instantly, let's partner my business with your business and we could do a live. And, like, let's teach some classes and let's do this. And, girl, we friends. So now you got 32 phone calls. You got to tell them about your life because, you know, everything is going great. And it's like, yeah, I got kids. You got kids. Yeah, let's get together. And now you best friends, you run a first class, and all of a sudden you done had to pay $3,000 to run a class. And it's like, hold on, how did we get here? And you start thinking like, damn, man, I done told a person about my life. Maybe it's okay. All of a sudden you realize they done ran game on you. You out. How much money I said? $3,000. So you out $3,000 for the class. You realize you done did the work. They ain't do nothing. And you sitting there thinking, how did I get here?
Oh, man. So what you're telling me is never do business with women?
No, for you, because you live in a different world, it will probably go differently than that. See, the first part about it, and like, see, this comment says guys don't talk at all much. So, and that's probably the key, because you guys are probably going to get together. You're going to talk about this, what we want to do. Doll, you want to do that? Let's put this together. I'm going to text you how much. You text them whatever it is, and that's the play y'all running. That's probably how that goes. So you never make it to my point. As women, you try to be understanding, and you don't want to be like, dang, what's wrong with that girl? Like, she off-put, and she don't want to talk. So you invite the conversations. You let them tell you about this, and they say one thing. You say, oh, yeah, I understand that, too, because you want to be relatable also. And then that, now all of a sudden, you're out $3,000. I'm just saying your world ain't like my world.
Wait. Who took $3,000 from us that I don't recognize yet?
Nobody took $3,000.
Somebody got $3,000 from me, know. And I don't know what happened.
Check
my damn pockets. Golly.
I'm just saying, somewhere there's a woman that's going to listen to this podcast and going to say, dang, man, that same scenario happened to me. All I'm saying is I done been to a lot of networking events. I done had a lot of, like, you know what, girl, let's talk after this. Or let's go to the side group. And everybody is all good, and we're all open, and it feels very genuine. And then all of a sudden it's like, how did I get in this situation where this is very one-sided and I didn't see the BS coming, and now this is where we are? And then you start thinking, dang, man, I shouldn't have even got myself in the group. I might as well just stay by myself.
You got another comment on the book. So Jasmine wrote, so I've been in business with my partner for years now. Honestly, she approached me, girl, talk about scared. I tread real light, because people can be a trip.
See, that's what I'm saying. And for her to have a business partner that they've been in business for years, that's a blessing, because she was able to find, like, what do you call it? The diamond in the rough. Because I'm telling you, these women out here are ruthless. And somewhere, I'm just telling you, somewhere somebody done lost $3,000 and you was just trying to have a friend. Let me be the person that gives the good advice. Hopefully, I'm giving a good advice at the right time.
I don't know. Like, I'm a little nervous right now.
I'm trying to give a woman advice, and I just want to say, sis, there are those of us out there that not trying to use you. We really just want a community of people who use each other mutually. You give, I give. I ain't trying to run you over. There are people out there, but I'm still going to tell you, tread lightly. That's my advice. Hopefully it's the right time for somebody. Mm. Tag a friend that y'all, you know, right time for somebody.
Yeah, right.
I mean, welcome to my world. It's hard out here.
I didn't realize it was that hard. So people be trying to invite you to stuff and you just be like, God damn.
Did they get a flute with the $3,000? I don't know, man, what they did with the $3,000.
It gotta be a DJ with the flute. Dang. Okay. That's a good one. I like that one. I like that. But you got me nervous now. Like,
why do I have you nervous?
Number one, I'm trying to figure out where I lost $3,000 at, because if you're talking about it, that means it took a damn L.
It was not no $3,000. I'm just telling you that women in business is different. And I, like, in all honesty, if I could give someone that advice, I would just say that I'm just being transparent. And I'm just saying, I personally don't really know how to enter those situations, because I've tried it where I just put my whole self out there, and then it feels sometimes one-sided. And then sometimes I've just not put myself out there at all. And I'm sure people think, like, man, what's a problem? So I just haven't found the right, I don't know, just the right pieces or the right way to approach that. I'm just saying, I'm not trying to get over on anyone. I just want everyone to win, and everybody don't want that. Jasmine started a whole thing. Now, we done went down this.
Hey, I guess it's still aligned with the show. So what advice would you give to a woman that has experienced what you experienced to overcome it, if you could? Have you even overcome it? Came it?
No, I'd be real salty. So I'm gonna be honest. Like, I can't give advice to someone on how to overcome that, because I don't forgive things, and then I stay salty for a long time. Like, that's just what it is. So I don't have no advice. I mean, That's all I need to say.
No advice from Edwina. Got it.
But so in this comment, though, it says, so Jasmine referring to her business relationship, and she says it's been working. I have to be honest. Jesus has been the common denominator. We both stay prayerful. If it was not for that, yeah, I don't see it. So that's a huge tip and great advice for people in business. And then it says women are a trip. So she agrees. And then we got some salt in there because I stay salty. I mean, I'm just saying, like, I don't want to say like I take tally marks, but I think we did a podcast before and it is kind of like there's notes. So let's say if you cross me, I wrote it down in a book, and it could be years later and I don't remember what it is about you, but refer to notes, you know, 2 through 5, so I can remember that I still don't mess with you.
Got it. So even though you knew you wrote it down in a book, even though you can't remember what you wrote in the book, you just know, I remember writing a chapter about old girl in my book. Yep.
Yeah. And I mean, the book part is honestly a joke, but yes, I could not remember why I don't like you, but I just remember that I don't, or that something happened. And either way, like, my gut is like, something happened, we don't do you. And that's just what it is. We don't do you. I don't circle back.
Gotcha. So take the salt off the camera.
Get that. Yeah, because like DJ understand, like, sometimes I guess I'm salty. Maybe that's not the right word. Sometimes I use my intellect to say this isn't wise to double back. And if you ask me something, or you poke the bear, you're going to get what you ask for.
Okay. So in business, what is some good advice that you think you received at the wrong time that you're actually using now?
So good advice that I received at the wrong time, I believe, even down to like some of the small stuff, you know, like the never give up, like success is just keep going. It sounds good. Like, some of that advice like sounds good, but when you're in it and you're losing money and it's like, you'll be successful if you keep going. I don't see no keep going, because right now I'm drowning. So even like stuff as small as that, like, I keep saying to myself, David Shands the other day said, you got to dream bigger, faster. And I think I keep saying that to you, like, dang, so I got to have this dream. I got to throw myself into something that feels overwhelming, but I got to see my way out of it to see success on the other side. And it's a small thing to say dream bigger, faster, but it's a hard thing to go through when you're actually going through it and feel like you're drowning. So
that definitely sounds like a great t-shirt slogan.
Yes, yes.
Dream bigger, faster. Absolutely. Everybody don't always have the mindset to approach that and be able,
which is why it's advice at the wrong time. Because if you're just starting off in your business, to say dream bigger, faster, I wouldn't say that to you. I would say, you know, figure out what it is you want to do, or map out a path. Because when you're dreaming bigger, faster, and your business is, let's say, based like over here, I don't know, like, we're doing Hypnotize Me, but you over here fixing cars, like, make the dream like come together and make sense first. So have the idea fully formed, not thinking about, you know, how you get into something bigger. So hearing that when you're first starting off, I don't think that's the right time for that advice. I mean, that's my opinion. But, okay, I'm going to go back to some comments. It says, this wisdom, though, like, I can be cool with you, but definitely going to draw a line. So I think that's powerful because my line, just going back to what I said, is drawn so far that you don't even see me because the line is here and I'm gone. Like, I, you know, I'm out. But anyway, the next comment says, keep receipts, take notes, put a pin in that. Just know it's been noticed and mentally addressed. That is, she said that perfectly. That's what I do. I put a pin in that because, you know.
And I like this question. So thank you, chat, for the question. Have you ever circled back for a business play?
I really am like trying to think if I ever circle back for a business play.
I don't know if you have.
I can't think of ever circling back for anything. And if I ever circle back for a business play, I guess my answer is going to be no, because I can't think of. And I guess what I have to say, I'm going to refer to the last two comments. The one that says keep receipts and take notes. So you could have a tally in my book where like I seen that, I noticed that. But you're not on the I don't mess with you list. And that I still like, we'll still do business and we'll whatever. But I'm just kind of like watching you. I'm just looking to see how you move. That part is cool because you kind of get to know people and whatever. But when you make it on that I don't mess with you list, I have not seen no circle back. I don't even know if I can circle back. My face would be telling, I don't fuck with you.
Yeah, your face do be telling that a lot. I'm sitting here trying to think, have I ever circled back or
something? And say business, because you probably don't circle back. That was too much.
I ain't never circled back. Even that. It was one and done.
Nope, I'm going to circle back.
You'd only circle back. So
but you said you never did.
But technically, so, you wasn't a circle back. You was still there. I didn't circle back.
Whatever. Okay, so you never circle back. You never circle back on a business plan or business deal, and you was like, man, I ain't going to do that, and then you did.
I'm trying to think, has there ever been a situation with me where I said I was going to do something with somebody? Or we were doing
because
something.
Because if there's a circle back, you're more likely to do that, and I say that because you make decisions based on, let's just say this. So let's say like there's a financial goal that we got to hit.
Right.
And you won't go $1 over what the goal is. So you'll be like, I ain't messing with this. No. And then if I come back with my thing and I'm like, but these are the reasons why we should, you'll circle back on your no and change your no to a yes based on what I present to you. But I'll never go from what I thought to change my mind because yours is always based on financial where mine is based on something else.
I hear what you're saying, but a lot of times my circle back with you because
you don't want to smoke.
You control access to sex. And I ain't trying
we're
to get
talking about business.
I'm just saying. So I need to be able to circle back to that when, you know.
We're talking about business.
All right, we're talking about business. We're talking about business. I'm just saying. I'm just trying to keep my house.
Your open. Business decision should not be based on that. Somebody should have gave you that advice before you even got in business.
With you?
You have got to do wife, better than that.
I got in business with my wife. So I understand that when you go into business with your significant other, business and personal mesh.
Because
it can mesh to the point where the business starts to impact the personal. And now the personal becomes non-existence because you're arguing about the business. And all I'm trying to do is, hey, man, I might have said no to this, but does this no really want me? Do I want to be starving in these streets because I said no? Or do I just want to give up?
You're doing too much right now.
I'm paying one way or another, so I might as well pay.
You're doing too much because that's not how this works. So if the business and personal crossover is because you made it crossover. What you don't want to say is, the same way most guys, y'all try to act like y'all don't have a whole bunch of feelings, but you be having a whole bunch of feels about things. And if I got to call veto on a decision that you made, you be stuck in your feelings. I literally could be like, this was decision. Boss me said this, and it is what it is, what you want to eat. You ain't talking because you don't feel like how I said that was right. And I said, well, the boss of me said that 2 hours ago. What you doing?
Watch how you talk to me.
I ain't watching how I talk to you if we in a boardroom. You need to watch how you receive it.
So you can't watch your delivery, but I need to prep. I need to prepare my delivery. Okay. That's why I circle back right there.
I want
she don't care how she deliver it, but I need to adjust my receiving.
I want you to go to your to your job, and I want you to tell your boss, watch how you talking to me. Watch how you deliver that to me.
I've done that. Absolutely, I've done that. You're the only person I can't say that to.
Wait a minute, hold on.
I could. Everybody else get that from me. Oh, really?
I don't think nobody get that
from me. I done been fired because of that.
You didn't get fired from that. Don't make me put your business out there.
I did get fired for that.
You ain't get fired from that. You tried to threaten the white lady. That's how you got fired.
I tried to threaten the whole HR staff, but they tried.
Y'all, he's trying to put his business on the podcast.
What up?
He get mad.
I'm not getting mad.
Let me give you some advice at the right time.
I shouldn't have threatened them white people in their HR.
No. Obviously, you shouldn't have done that.
That's obvious.
I mean, that would be advice too late. That already happened.
Okay. What new advice?
My advice to give you right now is you don't got to let it sit on your soul. It's okay. You don't got to be in your feelings.
About what?
Right now, about my conversation with you.
Oh, we're just having a conversation.
No, the podcast want to give you a hug because they all felt like you was in your feelings.
Why are you always trying to place me in some feelings? I'm fine.
Because you do be in your feelings.
I don't.
You don't want to say that you're in your feelings, but you really do be in your feelings.
Whatever, bro. I read a book. I started talking about masculine and feminine energy, and you took that to try to use it against me anytime I say something about it, because I'm trying to understand more about me. But I really don't be in my feelings. I don't have that many feelings.
I'm not even using that book against you.
Yeah.
I didn't say about no feminine energy or nothing, but it's but in there ready
in
there, to...
It's in there ready to snap.
See? I just didn't say that. See? Anyway.
That's why I got to take how I receive stuff and I can keep circling back.
So this comment says, I circled back, but it was only for something temporary and I kind of didn't have a choice. I can understand that.
So what in your business can put you in a position? What in life can put you in a position where you have to circle back with no choice?
I don't know, because this one time this person was talking about a website, and I will say, like, they were going to charge me what I thought was just I just thought it was exorbitant. And then I was looking for other people to do the website, and I think I had started getting desperate. I never circled back, but I think in the back of my mind, I was like, dang, should I pay this ridiculous fee? So I guess I can understand.
DJ Buzz, that's an inside joke. But yeah, bro, listen.
So I guess I can understand where you say, hey, if this person is the best at what they do, do I need to circle back because I need the best to do this?
Number one, nobody ever clarified that that was the best.
No, which is why I didn't circle back.
Never circling back.
I understand, but what I'm saying is I can understand the comment about circling back because sometimes you think about things that you need in your business and is this person the best? In my situation, no, I don't feel like the person was the best. There were 3,000 other people that could do, you know, I think we should play the number 3,000. It just keep popping in my head.
3,000.
Yeah, but there's a lot of other people that could do what they were doing, but I can understand. So I'm just relating that to understanding the circle back.
Gotcha. Okay.
And only a few people understand, like, what the website, but the
man, price but the fact that that was petty.
The website?
Yeah, that was a petty.
It's
real. Throw that one out there.
Oh my goodness. Using an example about I like some services that were. Let me just not use no examples.
No, I love examples. It's a great show. Great show with examples.
Okay.
I'm just saying. So, get that off. So I'm sitting here at the bay. I'm still trying to figure out what time I've gotten advice. And
it was the good advice at the wrong time?
I'm just trying to think about the last time I gotten some really, really, just some real good advice that I thought really...
I'm going to be shady. Why are you thinking of that? So this comment says, I circled back for business and was left burnt. I'm cautious about doing it again.
Go ahead.
No, because I thought about it and I was like, you know what? I ain't going to be shady. I ain't going to do it. But I was really thinking about, like, if you were, like, if you had a comedy show. That's it, I'm done. You laugh. I'll move on.
Elaborate.
No, I'm
we need on. To know. I want to hear this example.
So it says it would definitely have made business sense for me to circle back on. Okay. So, I mean, a lot of things when you're talking about in business where you circle back, I just feel like if it was something left that made you feel a certain type of way, I just don't think it could be good. You know what I mean? Like the circle back doesn't get better. That's like if you go back to an ex, does it get better when you go back? Like, have they changed?
There's a lot of people that have went back to their ex and it's better for them. There's people who done been married once, divorced, tried it out there in the streets and went back today.
So I guess that's really good examples. So those are examples of the circle back where maybe they had time to grow and do better. So that's proof that circle back can work. It just don't work for me. So advice to someone like me, don't circle back. And while you're thinking of like who gave you some good advice and it was good advice at the wrong time, I feel like I give you advice a lot and you just don't listen to the advice. And I'm going to say it right now on a podcast. I feel like if you gave your all to entrepreneurship, that we could be not just you, but we could be 10 steps further. I think that you could catapult what we're doing to the next level. But you won't buy into what we're doing. So I've given you that advice at the beginning. And think about that. If you did something 3 years ago that would catapult your business to where you would be today, I still give you that advice today, but you're still not bought in. So the question is like, when do you buy in? But for you, it could be good advice. I don't know when the time is going to be right. I mean, I just don't know.
That's fair. Nobody realizes sometimes that, hey, if you take the information that's being delivered to you today, how does your tomorrow look? The reason why we don't do that is because a lot of times we're basing our future off of things we've done in the past. We're looking at, hey, man, my finances, my family, my social status, all of those things. We're thinking about the past before when we make these future decisions. So, right. So you could have got some great advice that's now preparing you for the next 10, 20 years. I remember people came when crypto was just coming out and people were like, oh, man, you need to go put some money in crypto. Go put some money in crypto. Like, and that junk sounded like good advice. Like, man, just go put a dollar in. Go put $2 in. Like, remember that when it first came out? And we like, oh, yeah, that's some good advice. We should do that. And never moved on it. And now all of a sudden, 10 years. Or you did do something with it and you didn't see nothing happen with the money and you wasn't prepared for what you wasn't preparing for the future. You was only looking at right now. And then you took your money out of it.
Yeah, man. Cause I did that AMC thing. Remember when AMC
was all those shares.
So like I put my money in there and then I'm like, man, I don't know what to do. Now my money is just stuck.
I don't know. Your 2 cents still worth 2 cents at the moment.
It ain't even worth two. It like now it's like negative. Cause I didn't do what I was supposed to do when everybody else was doing it, and I...
So we got 1 million shares of AMC stock that's at negative.
Yes. That you do have.
Anybody want to buy some of our negative AMC stock?
That you do
have. Get us up.
I mean, that's a perfect example. And if you think about it, based on what you're saying, like people looking at yesterday's money to make tomorrow's decisions, we're a sum of advice or decisions we made 5 or 10 years ago. So all those decisions are what got us here. And if you would have played bigger then, where would you be now?
I got you.
That makes sense? But anyway, so my advice to you is just put yourself out there. Like, if you're saying, hey, I'm Kevin and I want to be a business coach, you know, I got the key, the information for nonprofits, and I'm going to teach you how to do whatever. Be all in today. My advice for you today, y'all listen, my advice for him today, hopefully it's a good time, is to be all in today.
So in light of that, I am going to recommit myself to being a master of the grant writing process. That's going to be the good advice I'm going to listen to today, even though I feel like it's the wrong damn time to give it to me.
The wrong time because we're on a podcast?
No, man.
I feel like I give you advice every Wednesday that you don't listen to.
Because I really had went to a place of like, man, I don't want to do stuff for people like that. So,
but do stuff for the right people.
No, see, that's the thing. You don't know. Like, people don't understand.
You just said your world wasn't like my world.
I get it. But people don't understand. Like, with grant, I'm a dig into that a little bit. Like, with that grant writing process we was doing, like, we really was getting people money. It was just the wrong people. And oh my God, it was just so depressing to see organizations who you know would do right by funding and do things like that not get nothing or not get what you would hope they would get. And somebody who you like, man, I know y'all committing fraud, get almost 100 stacks. And you'd be like, bruh, how did this play out?
So you just gonna talk about people's business.
Man, I don't care. Like, that messed with me. So I was like, man, how does this work this way? Like, it was just crazy to me. So that's the good advice you're going to give me. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take what I learned from the grant writing process, the things that were good, that were I made successful. I'm going to repurpose that, rebrand it, put it into a package where I can feel comfortable delivering it to people so that they can learn and do for themselves. Because I don't want to do something for the wrong people. And I don't really know that they're the wrong people. I'm just trying to provide the best service I can. And with grants, you know, that junk is just, it's unknown. You have no clue who's going to win an award or who's not, but it's definitely depressing.
I mean, you have a little bit of a clue. Like, if your business ain't set up right, you got a clue that it's not going to happen.
Your business ain't set up right, you should not expect to get any funding.
And then if you don't want to take the necessary steps to set it up right or to actually do, I'm going to let you have it. But so what you're saying is today you're going to take advice.
I'm going to take the advice and I'm going to become a master of the grant writing process. And I have the skills. I have the knowledge. I'm now going to apply it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start trying to get in more spaces for people who need this information.
You're going to try or you're going
to
do it?
I'm going to get into more spaces to get in front of the people who need this information.
He feel real confident on the podcast.
So if you have an event and you feel like you want someone who's in a grant writing space to come and speak, this will be a good time to get me on there as I'm working through my stuff. You could get me to probably be on your platform for two pieces of Publix chicken and a sugar cookie. But once I get my game up and I master it, my price is going to change. So right now you get me for two pieces of chicken and a sugar cookie. You better take advantage of it.
Y'all tag a friend who doing an event that needs somebody to talk and got some Publix chicken
and a sugar cookie.
I'm not coming to watch you talk and that's what you're getting, but I'm glad that you have recommitted yourself to wanting Publix chicken and cookies.
Whatever.
I'm proud of you for that.
I was just sitting here thinking, I remember one time I got some bad advice at the right time, and I'm glad I didn't do it because I'd probably be in jail right now.
Dang, what they told you to do?
It's back in high school. So it's back in high school.
For Grady. For Judd be on this podcast.
I didn't do anything. It was back in high school, and I got into a situation with this cat. I don't know what it was, what we was even beefing about. Only thing we was beefing. You know what? I'll be transparent.
You're doing an old man story. What happened?
Let me do my Joe Biden. Leave me alone. Let me tell this story.
Oh, my God. Trump for president. You don't even know what to
say. Show over.
Sorry, yo. All right, go ahead. Tell your story. Now, dang.
No, but so I was in the locker room getting ready to go to practice, and I guess the dude had brought his whole community out to come fight me. And I didn't realize it was a whole community out because I only saw one. And they tried to get the better of me. And I was able to evade. But then I had a homeboy who was there who seen it and said, "Hey, Saul, I got that thing." And I realized if I'd have got that thing, that's probably the worst advice. But in that moment where you about to get jumped, getting that thing to handle it seems like a very good idea.
This song went so far left. I feel like this is like an episode on HBO, gang banging in like Arkansas. And I went and got the thing and I was like, pow, pow, pow. Like, what?
What? I'm just saying. To me, that was some
bad advice at the right time.
If there was ever a time to shoot at somebody, that would have been the time to do it when you're finna get jumped.
Oh my!
It was bad advice. All right.
Overlook the podcast is helping you. So this says, if you know of an event, Kevin said he will speak on grant writing. And they personally know of a youth league that you have helped. Look at that. Won't he do it? People are trying to help you reach your goals.
My two pieces of public chicken and a sugar cookie.
Man, you about to get that.
Boy, I'm about to get this weight up.
Yeah, I don't want no parts of that, but okay.
Whatever. All right.
So I guess as we kind of end this, I think over my years, I've gotten a lot of good advice, probably at the wrong time. It could have just been the wrong time for me. I just wasn't ready to hear it. And I've gotten a lot of bad advice. And I don't necessarily know all the time who to take the advice from. So I guess I have nothing impactful to say because advice just be coming from all sources. And I don't know who's knowledgeable and who's not. Everybody got advice these days.
Everybody has advice. I guess the question is, how do you decipher how you receive that advice? Because you don't ever know, like you're never gonna know who's giving you good advice at the time. But how do you listen to someone to receive the information so maybe you could use it later? Because we go to business conferences all the time and they be saying a lot of stuff, and I know sometimes you go into these rooms and they give you a gem today, they be like, execute this today, but you may not use it a year now, 2 years from now. Somehow you may then go execute that play in that gym. You'd be like, man,
that's a good one.
That was good advice. I'm now executing it. Now I'm doing this in business and life. But if I'd have just did it sooner, would I be in a better place? But I did now execute the play that I was told to do. Sometimes people take, even with religion, hey, and go back to the church. My parents tried to hit me with that, like, hey, when you gonna go back to church? And my answer to that is, when I can walk through the doors and not sweat. I don't know, man. It'd be hot in them churches. Maybe it's just me.
I don't even want to touch on that. Because you know when you walk in the church and you just sweat and they say, like, it's something about the devil. Like,
that's something some black people made up a long time ago. I don't know, man. I'm just saying. It's just something about the... Listen, I believe
in God. I wish
I
knew the saying right now.
I believe in God. I love the Lord. But I'm I hate hypocrites, and I'm not a fan of where religion is today. Religion seems to be a show, and since it's a show, I don't got to watch it.
That's a whole podcast for a different
episode. Is religion today a show?
Write it down, I suppose.
We're gonna write it down. Like, we got to get a pastor on that one. I need to find a pastor who want to have that conversation.
Somebody tag. Isn't a pastor named like J.N. Fuller? Did I say it right?
I don't know, maybe.
All right, well, somebody tag him if I got it right. Maybe I do, maybe I don't. I don't know.
You sure they want to have these conversations? Sometimes, you know, they be exposing some of these pastors that be looking for money. I don't know their stories. Some people don't be about
that. You just went on a whole thing.
I'm just saying. Got it. Okay.
I was just trying to read the comments, but the comments are literally talking about you and your Publix chicken and speaking, so I'll move past that. But I guess what you were originally saying is true. A lot of people have advice. And the question is, you know, who's giving you the right advice at the right time? And for me, I honestly don't know. As we stated earlier in the podcast, a lot of people be running agendas. And I don't know whether to trust your advice or not. Because is this just the next agenda you trying to like run and like hustle on? or are you really genuine and you care about, you know, what it is? I think if you can find a tribe, like Jasmine said, hey, I had this business partner and we've been working together for years. Man, lock in with that person. Because if you can find a tribe of people who you can try, you can honestly say, hey, man, they rock with me. They genuine. Those are the people that you don't let go, because it is definitely a whole gang of people out here that just running game for no reason. And you just, you can't tell. It's always some wolves in sheep clothing trying to come up.
And it made me think about something. Can you take good advice from the wrong person?
Yeah, you can. I mean, the deliverer of advice.
No, what I'm saying is, like, somebody that you know is, you've kind of been, either you familiar with them or people you know are familiar with them, and they don't necessarily move the way that you agree with, but they have now got an opportunity that could benefit you. But you have heard that they don't, y'all don't move the same way.
The question is, you talking about you heard, because that heard thing to me is another thing that just like strikes me, like it just bothers my spirit, because a lot of people will put like what they say, dirt on your name just because they don't want you to be successful. So I never take what someone has to say about somebody else. Again, I have to like figure those things out for myself. But it could be somebody like, ah man, don't mess with her, she do this, she do that. And that may not be the experience at all, but they literally are trying to block you from your blessing by saying that. So the I heard piece in that for me already is like, I can't deal with that. But can somebody give you good advice, even though they mean you harm? Absolutely. Because they could inadvertently tell you something which could lead you to your next big idea. But I mean, I definitely feel like it would like bother their spirit that they gave you something and you were successful off of a BS, but it could happen for sure.
Okay. All right. So I know we can continue talking about this, but as we wrap this up.
I like this. This says,
we ain't wrapping up yet.
The advice comes at a cost. I love that. Like when it's like, hey, you know, you do this for me, but when it's time like to repay it, nah, you owe me $1,000. It's just, you know, it's crazy how those things work when it's we supposed to give of each other. People don't always have that same thing. The next comment says, I take their advice as a gut feeling. Are they a genuine person? Are they reliable? You can't give me advice. I'm listening to you and you're a trash person. So I think that's huge. How does that person relate to you, like personally, like where have you labeled them? And like the, I don't know how you are, you trash, or I really hold you like near and dear to my heart. I think that's how you should also categorize their advice.
Got it. So
go ahead. My bad.
I'm gonna let you talk about Boss Fest and the ticket drop and the ticket.
Oh, okay. So you really trying to like wrap it up. Well, y'all, let me give y'all some good advice at the right time.
Here we go.
Get on the live on Friday. Boss Fest tickets are going live, and we are having a launch party via Facebook Live on Friday. It's going to start at 8 p.m. Come check us out. We have some giveaways. We're going to give away some Boss Fest tickets. It's just going to be a little vibe on Friday. So officially, Boss Fest tickets will drop on Friday. We are going to have tons of information to share for you. We got some speakers coming through. It's just going to be, I mean, that's what it is. Boss Fest happens October 6th. We are in Tampa this year. When I tell y'all, until we get to Boss Fest, we dropping surprises. Get your tickets now, because when I say the room is going to be limited, it's limited. And we are not playing any no fluff in this conversation. When you come to Boss Fest, it's straight gems dropped. And it's the best advice I could give you is get your ticket early. Get in the room, because we coming out the gate real strong with this one.
I like that. No fluff, no BS. Gems being dropped, game being delivered. A lot of these business conferences around here, a lot of these events, you know, they're more motivational. Our stuff is definitely going to have its motivational moments, but in getting your mindset right, but we actually trying to leave you in, we want you to leave with an action plan, a game plan, connections, your next play. If you didn't even know what your next play was, this event is to help you get to and figure that out.
So, look at that. That's like my ticket been secured. I ain't missing out.
We got something special. for you, man. We're gonna talk about it Friday.
When I tell, listen, y'all, I gotta divert the conversation. If you have a secret, like if you ever have a secret in your whole life, don't never tell Kevin your business. I don't care who you are. Don't never listen to me, y'all. This is the best advice I ever give you. Don't never tell Kevin your damn business. He can't hold water. Let's move on. I just want to put that out there. If they like, oh, you know what? I'm gonna do this. Don't tell you because you're going to tell it on the podcast. Look, they say we know he can't keep a secret at all. That's sad when everybody know that.
It's because you be snitching on me.
Anyway, I just wanted to put that out there. So y'all join us on Friday.
We having a lunch party. It's going to be a party. I've been working on my DJ skills. I'm going to have to reach out to DJ Bush and figure out my mix because I'm trying to throw that thing in play.
Let's pray that the sound is working on Friday, y'all. But definitely check us out Friday at 8 p.m. Tickets officially launch. Check out the website. It's www.boss-fest.com. October 6th, we in the building. It's going to be a movie. That's all I got.
That's all we got.
We will see y'all next week.
Sometimes you gotta pop out and show niggas. Certified boogie man, I'm the one that up the score with him. Walking down whole time, I know he got.